As of January 1st, all pediatricians in Massachusetts are required to screen their young Medicaid patients for mental health problems. It's a court-mandated move that supporters hope will identify more troubled children, but some also worry the screening could put more stress on a logjam system. WFCR's Karen Brown reports.
P, Z, D, D, P, D, C.
Excellent.
This 14-year-old boy from Westfield, Massachusetts, is flying through his annual physical at Holyoke Pediatric Associates. The eye chart, hearing, blood pressure. And this year, one more assessment.
And is he done with the questionnaire?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The questionnaire is something all Massachusetts pediatricians must now give their Medicaid patients, and many practices, like this one, give it to all patients. For teenagers, the form has 35 questions about their mood and behavior. This boy, who asked not to be identified, thought closely about his answers.
I actually did go back and cross off one and change it.
Which one was that?
Do you ever have trouble with your teachers sometimes? Every once in a while, I'd be wondering about my grades and everything, and I would get a little frustrated with the work.
And some questions seemed overly simplistic.
Are you ever sad? Are you ever angry? And I was thinking, everybody's sometimes sad, and everybody's always sometimes angry. I think you should check never off the choices for that one.
The boy's doctor, Betsy Brooks, had been concerned about his emotional health since his parents had recently divorced. After going over his questionnaire, she decided he was doing fine, but she's going to keep a close watch. Brooks is a strong supporter of mental health screenings. She says they make it less likely she'll miss signs of depression or other problems in her hundreds of patients.
The idea of this is to make it a routine part of well-child care. It's like your vision is checked, your height is checked, your weight is checked, and there's a check-in in growth and development. And that check-in is more systematic than what we've been doing.
The screenings came out of a 2005 lawsuit known as Rosie D. versus Romney. In the class action suit, a judge found the state of Massachusetts was failing to provide enough services for mentally ill children. The annual screen is the first remedy to come out of the judge's ruling. Pediatricians have to offer the questionnaire to all families, although families can decline it. Any child who scores high on the questionnaire is supposed to be examined further or sent to a psychiatrist.
Screening is proactive, where you're actually systematically trying to find out if kids have mental health problems. If you wait for people to complain, you're kind of missing a lot of people.
Barry Sarvet is a child psychiatrist at Bay State Medical Center in Springfield, who's long pushed for mandatory screenings by pediatricians.
Primary care doctors are really the only ones who can be proactive and who can identify kids before outcomes start happening.
But there's a potential catch-22. Some doctors are worried the screenings will be too successful in finding new consumers of mental health care. Massachusetts, like most states, has a critical shortage of child psychiatrists and long waiting lists for therapy. The Massachusetts Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children estimates that already 100,000 children a year don't get the mental health care they need. That's why the judge in the Rosie D. lawsuit also ordered the state to significantly expand services, but that could take years. And in the meantime, pediatricians like David Norton are worried the screenings will simply create scores of anxious parents with nowhere to go.
If there aren't resources, then they might come back to us for help, and I don't feel that we're really appropriately trained, or at least I don't feel I am, in carefully diagnosing more complicated developmental and or behavioral mental health problems in children.
Norton is a colleague of Dr. Brooks at Holyoke Pediatric Associates, but unlike Brooks, he doesn't think it's wise to ask pediatricians to fill in the gap in mental health services.
There's been more pressure on us as a professional group because we see kids in a first-line fashion to do more of that on our own. And that involves more continuing education, involves learning a lot about new medications, involves close follow-up of kids. You know, we're in flu season, so there are lots and lots of other kinds of problems that we're dealing with in pediatrics, and mental health is not something you can do quickly.
But psychiatrist Barry Sarvet believes pediatricians can do more than they think. Certainly, he says, the complicated cases need a specialist, but the most common mental health problems in children, depression and attention deficit disorder, have established treatment protocols that can be easily taught.
psychiatry has been balkanized as this, you know, mysterious specialty that can only be done by, you know, a bearded psychiatrist, you know, who has ways to read people's minds, but it's really not as mysterious a field.
And when pediatricians are stumped, Sarvet says, they have a new resource. It's called the Massachusetts Child Psychiatry Access Project, a state-funded network of child psychiatrists on call to consult with pediatricians and to get quick appointments for the severe cases. A bill in the Massachusetts legislature would codify into law many of the remedies called for in the Rosie D. case. Those include coordinating the state agencies that handle child mental health, requiring insurance companies to pay for more services, and involving schools more in mental health care. In the meantime, doctors like Barry Sarvet want medical schools to incorporate psychiatry better into pediatric training, as he's been doing at Bay State Hospital. That way, he says, the next generation of primary care doctors might consider mental health a natural part of their practice. For WFCR and WNNZ, I'm Karen Brown.